مستقيم. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون. واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا إذ قال لأبيه يا أبتي لما تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا
مليا قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان به حفيا.
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا مليا
قال سلام عليهم من رحمتنا وجعلنا لهم لسانا صدق كان به حفيا.
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا مليا
إنه قال سلام عليهم من رحمتنا وجعلنا لهم لسانا صدقا كان يأمر أهله.
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا علي
إنه قال سبحانه وتعالى فمن بعدهم فجعلك صدقا لعل يأمر
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا علي
إنه قال سبحانه وتعالى فمن بعدهم فجعلك نصيحة صدق
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا علي
إنه قال سبحانه وتعالى فمن بعدهم فجعلك نصيحة صدق لعل
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا علي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا
محمد وآل محمد صلوات
أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا علي
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سورة الفاتحة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا
محمد وآل محمد صلوات
يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا
سورة الفاتحة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا
محمد وآل محمد صلى الله عليه
وسلم أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم
يا إنا من الشيطان وما أدراك ما ليلة الليل
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله تنزل الملائكة
سورة الفاتحة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا
understanding Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
So it's important we understand the significance of Laylatul Qadr as it should be understood. Salawat if you're with me thus far. And one of the things that we must do on Laylatul Qadr, understand we don't know which night it is. We know it's one of certain nights. You know, Allah did not give us this is the night. You know, this was one of these nights, so we have to search it for all of these nights, but all of these nights do have a merit, 19th, 21st, and 23rd, but Laylatul Qadr is not known to us, so we have to seek it within these nights. Now, Laylatul Qadr, one of the things we must do is seek forgiveness, do tawbah, istighfar, seek forgiveness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that we've done in the previous year. All of the things that we've done wrong, and yes, we've done wrong things, knowingly or unknowingly, in this previous year, and we must seek forgiveness of that. Also, we must seek forgiveness for the next year. Istighfar is not just seeking forgiveness for sins, but it's also seeking protection from committing sins in the future. That's why all of the Anbiya did istighfar. They didn't sin, they were seeking protection from ever committing sins in the future. So it must be important that we understand that. Let me give an example, two examples for my young brothers and sisters. Inshallah, they can see clear. Now, on Laylatul Qadr, mother did not seek forgiveness from sins. She did not seek forgiveness or protection for her family from committing sins. So what happened is, within the next year, all of the kids had new bicycles, and her son did not have a bicycle. So what he did, he saw one leaning on a tree in someone's yard that was not attended to, and he took it. Now he's riding with a group of friends on this stolen bicycle. He hits a pothole, flips over on his face, busts his face open, and chips three teeth. Why? Because his mother or father did not seek protection for him, for themselves and their family on Laylatul Qadr for protection within the next year for sins. So this happened, unfortunately. Now, this didn't really happen. I'm giving you a picture so you can understand. Now, I'm going to let you understand the opposite to make it more clear. On the night of Laylatul Qadr, mom was praying not only that she's protected from sins, but also her family. So the next year, her son is on the computer. He accidentally puts in the wrong website address, and some things pop up that he should not see. So he entertains the thought of committing a haram act, of engaging in haram, but he looks on his wall and sees in a picture frame some ayats of Quran that were not there yesterday. So he is now distracted from engaging in the sin that he was thinking about doing for that split second, distracted by the ayat of Quran that was on the wall, and he calls his mother and says, "Amma, when did this ayat of Quran become up on my wall in my room?" She said, one of our family members were doing ziyarat and they sent this to us as a gift and it was on the wall. The reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the child from engaging in that sin. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, and to reverse it, it was the mother's prayer to protect not only herself and her children from sin on Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is bigger than you and I can even imagine. I told one brother who is dear to me what I'm telling you now as my family, and he started crying immediately because he missed out on the previous Laylatul Qadr. He did not hold it in the high esteem that he should hold it in. And Laylatul Qadr, we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every good thing. Most importantly, to increase our ibadah, increase our iman. And all of these type of things should be begged and pleaded for in Laylatul Qadr. Salawat if you're with me thus far. And we must understand that there are no coincidences in life. And there is nothing vain in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, رَبَّنَّا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. My Lord, you did not create this in vain. So there's nothing coincidental that happens in life. Everything is according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Whether it tastes good to us or it tastes bad, it has all been written. Even things that we have experienced recently were written last Laylatul Qadr, whether they were pleasant or unpleasant for whatever reason that Allah and Allah alone knows. This is Laylatul Qadr, the night of decrees. And understand, and this may begin, I'm going to get a little deeper, but I'm going to try to explain it clear, starting with the riwayat from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Sadiq was asked about free will and compulsion. Many of the Muslims believe that we have no choice in any matter. If we sin or do good, Allah did it, which is wrong. And then some believe that we have total free will, meaning we can do whatever we want, which is also wrong. The truth of the matter is in between. And Imam Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, La jabra wa la tafweed. وَلَقُنْ أَمْرٌ بَيْنَ أَمْرِينَ. It is not compulsion nor free will, but a matter between the two matters. And many of us think that this happens in our daily life. No. When are we given this free will? Is it every day? No, not like many of you thought and like I thought in ignorance. No, Laylatul Qadr is when we have the free will to choose. The compulsion is the rest of the year. Many of us think, oh, every day I have the right to choose or not choose what I want to do. No, Laylatul Qadr is when you have the right to choose and not choose. This is the time. When I was enlightened of this, when the Maulana was teaching us this, my face almost fell, because I was of the opinion that every day I can just do what I want, pick or choose what I want. No, Laylatul Qadr is the night you pick and choose what you want. Laylatul Qadr is that night. Then you must ask this question: why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us 1 year to choose, to have free will, and then the rest of the year we're being compelled? That's a legitimate question, right? Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only give us one day, one night to choose our destiny, to have a negotiation? And understand this. One term the scholars call Laylatul Qadr is the night of negotiation. That's what you're doing. You're negotiating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the next year. You know, we're negotiating. You know, this is what I would like, and you know, this and that. And obviously Allah has the final say, but we have this negotiation. And then after that, after Laylatul Qadr, it's written. Just think, if there was a meeting going on in the Sea Hall should be empty now. The door is locked and there's a meeting going on in the Sea Hall, and guess what's being determined? Your next year's life. Now, would you be home sleeping while this is going on? Or would you want to be awake all night? Or even more importantly, you want to be in that meeting deciding, having a say-so in what happens in the next year? This is Laylatul Qadr. Many people on Laylatul Qadr think it's, oh, I just do some extra rakats, do istighfar or tawbah, you know, with no sincere intention and go home and that's it. Not realizing your next whole year is being determined on this night. Now, do you want to be absent from the meeting or do you want to be present in the meeting? Having a say-so in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Laylatul Qadr. This is why we're up all night. Pleading with Allah, begging Allah to make the next year beneficial to us. It's always going to be beneficial, but make it easy for us. Make it taste better for us. This is Laylatul Qadr. Salawat if you understand this far. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one night to choose and have free will, and the rest of the year He compels us, because He wants all of us to see that on Laylatul Qadr, like it says, the angel and the spirit come down with every affair, and this night He plans the affairs of every creation. On Laylatul Qadr, He wants us to know this. But the rest of the year, He wants to know who's going to go against His plan. No one. Listen to what I just said. On Laylatul Qadr, Allah wants us to see that He plans the life of all of His creation for the next year on this one night. Then the rest of the year, He wants to see which of us can go against His divine plan once it's written. Nobody. No one. So Laylatul Qadr is much more important than we may have given credit to it. This is the night of muqaddirat, the night of destinies. The night of destinies. And as I mentioned, for all those who came in late, Allah is not decreeing the destiny for just the believing men and women on this night. He's decreeing the destinies for all of His creation, believer or non-believer. So this is very important that we understand, and we must take advantage of Laylatul Qadr. Just think. Let me ask you this question. Is it not true that the non-believers on their new year, they stay up all night bringing it in? January 1st, December 30th, whatever it is. I'm not familiar with the Gregorian calendar anymore, alhamdulillah. But whatever, when New Year's coming in, they have the ball up, they have the clock winding down, and everyone's up all night bringing in their new year. Understand this, brothers and sisters. The first of Muharram is the first of the Arabic calendar. Laylatul Qadr is the beginning of the new year for the believers. First of Muharram is only the beginning of the Arabic Hijri calendar. That's it. Laylatul Qadr is the beginning of the Muslim's year, the new year for the believer. Salawat if you understand. And what we must do when we look at, first of all, so just many of you understand more clear. Imagine you go to to a job and the CEO, the boss of the job, has you at that big long table. You're at the other end of it. You know, he's at this end of the table. And he has one of his secretaries bring down to you a contract that is already signed. And he says, now tell me what you want on it. And you're like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you already agreed to all of the good things that I asked of you? You'd be delighted with that, right? Wouldn't that be a good thing? You have a signed contract, you fill in what you want, and it's, you know, done. This is Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a night. He didn't give us a piece of paper. He has given us a night to ask for that which is good. Obviously, you're not going to go and ask for things that are haram and things that are bad. You should be asking for good things on this night. And Allah, inshallah ta'ala, will accept it. Now, it's better or more easier for you to have things accepted if you have a feeling of hasr or hasrat, which is regret. Because what Allah decrees for you is in between your wishes for the next year and also your regret for the past year. Listen to what I just said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He will decree for all of us is in between our desires for the next year and our regret for what we've done wrong in the past year. Laylatul Qadr is also the night of regrets. Many of us also, all of us, as a matter of fact, should also, in addition to our hope, should have much regret, much forgiveness, and begging and pleading that we do not do the same things in the previous year in this next one. So the more regret we have on Laylatul Qadr, the better off we are. Understand, the more regrets we have, the better off we are. Because what Allah will decree is in between our desire and our regrets. So it's important that we understand this and understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes these things on Laylatul Qadr. Because let me, inshallah, explain it through this narration from attributed to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about the significance of these three nights, i.e. the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd, in which he replied, the 19th, Allah has made the night when your destinies are decided. So on the 19th, this night is when we're begging and pleading to Allah. I'm going to give you an example. Allah, increase my iman. First of all, we shouldn't get to, I want a Mercedes. We shouldn't get to, I want a mansion. We shouldn't even be worried. We should be worrying about things like, Allah, increase my iman. Allah, increase my fear of you. Allah, increase my worship. Allah, make me worship you as if I see you, even though I don't see you and you see me. Allah, protect myself and my family from sins. Allah, make my life more fruitful in this next life and make my level of nearness to you increase. These are examples of the things we should be begging on Laylatul Qadr. And more importantly, on the this night tonight. We should not be sleeping away and wake up and it's gone. We should be up on clearly the anxiety of knowing that you have a direct effect on what happens in the next year. That alone should keep you up all night, even more so than any strong tea. Now, if you go to sleep, Allah says, now, I just write what I want to write based upon your conduct of the past year. And we do not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to handle us justly. We want Him to deal with us with His mercy and kindness. If He deals with us justly, we are all fit for hellfire, truth be told. So this night, we should be scared to death to go near our beds. We should be begging and pleading that our next life, our next Islamic year, from this Laylatul Qadr or this 19th to the next 19th, that we increase in everything Islamic. This is what we should be doing. Anyway, the Imam said, the 19th, Allah, is the night that Allah has made your destinies decided. Meaning, once the 19th night is over, you can't ask for anything else now. Okay, whatever you've asked for or didn't ask for is up to Allah now. Your time of negotiation, Laylatul Qadr, or the night of 19th is what? The night of negotiating. Do you want me to decide your life for you, or do you want to decide it yourself? So tonight we're negotiating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging and pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning our life for the next year. Now, the Imam said, the night on the 21st, Allah gives the command to execute the order. 19th, it's established what is going to be. The 21st, he gives the command to execute the order. On the 23rd, it becomes law. It becomes written with a law, an unchanged decree. The 19th, we beg and plead and negotiate our destiny. Once that's over, time is up. The 21st, Allah says, Allah gives the command to his angels and all of the creation that handles these things to execute the order. And on the 23rd, it's put into law, meaning that is when it's compulsion. We have no more free will. So the free will that, you know, the free will that some people believe is just totally free will, and the compulsion where some people believe that everything Allah makes us do, the affair is in between. But that free will is only one night for us, Laylatul Qadr. I don't know about you guys, but when I became enlightened of this, the greatest mercy. And the fact that I'm hoping, inshallah, that you guys knew this already. I'm just beating a dead horse. But for those that this is something new, and you got this information from a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the night begins, mashallah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is the night of negotiation. Muqaddirat, the night of decrees. Then after that, it's left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, his qadr. Laylatul Qadr, the night of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. So it's important we understand these things and truly make use of these things. It's important that we understand these things and truly make use of these things. And inshallah, as I've mentioned, now understand this, and I've spoken to the ladies briefly in a few minutes, that the whole month of Ramadan is a big night. Listen to what I just said. I hear too much in conversation and it strikes me the wrong way. Oh, the big nights of Ramadan. Every night of Ramadan is a big night. There just happen to be a couple nights that are gigantic. Every night we should be awake. Every night between Maghrib and Isha, there's 8 rakat nafila. And then there's 12 after that. There's 1,000 rakats we should have done this whole year. There's so many amal, so many advantages, so many chances, so many gifts, so many opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us working up to Laylatul Qadr. And Allah does not like that we lag behind and wait to the last minute. Whatever you have been, whatever you tonight, you got a plan already, trust me. You already know what you're going to beg tonight. Whether it's 2 rakats or 100 rakats, you already know what you're going to ask for. What size rooms are on it, how many bedrooms are in it, how much money comes after the year, it's already decided. But the thing is, you should have been begging for those things for the first 20 days as well. Not just thinking about it now. Understand this. I've said in my lectures in the ICM building that when something comes around, when someone, you see someone every now and then, you treat them very good. But when they're around all the time, you begin to bring down your level of treatment. First it was, mashallah, hugs, salams, hugs and kisses. Now it's just, salam. This is a test. Because this is what happens with the 5 daily prayers and the amal on Laylatul Qadr. So many people treat the 5 daily prayers like garbage and didn't want to show much respect and honor to the prayers on Laylatul Qadr. You should have been showing respect to all of the prayers all of the time. You should have been begging and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of the time. You should have been seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of the time. You should have been entrusting your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of the time, not just one night. Not just one night. So therefore, we must even beg and plead that Allah gives us the tawfiq to accomplish and make use of what you may or may not have learned within these last few minutes. Laylatul Qadr is the night of muqaddirat, the night of destinies, when your destiny is written. And it's not just written where Allah says, I am going to write it and that's it. He says, on this night, I love you so much, I will let you negotiate with me on what you want me to write. Now, who wants to wake up the next morning and the gate of the office is just closed and you missed out on negotiating your contract with the big CEO and you missed it. This is Laylatul Qadr. So I remind you, my dear brothers and sisters, please request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in tawfiq, to increase us in righteousness, to increase us in fear of Him, to increase us in entrusting our affairs to Him and relying upon Him and truly believing in Him. These type of things we should be asking for. And even better yet, there's something superior. Knowing that tonight you can negotiate. Knowing that tonight is the night of tafweed or empowerment or free will. Knowing that this is the night, it's even better when you say, Allah, even though you gave me this night to negotiate, even though you gave me this night to request from you, even though you gave me this night to discuss this matter with you, I prefer you do whatever you will. Imagine we're in that big boardroom and the CEO is sitting at one end of the table. And he sends his messenger to the under end of the table with that blank contract. And he says, write whatever you want. And it's done. And you see it and you say, take it back to him. Whatever you want, I'm fine with it. That is what we should really be doing. But at least understanding what the night of power really means. And what is the merit of the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd. And we understand that on one of those great nights, one of the greatest gifts was bestowed upon the Rasulullah. We cannot forget that. Quran. This in itself. People think that the martyrdom of Imam Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, gives this month its merit. People think that the fact that it becomes wajib on us to fast during this holy month, that it gives this month its merit. No. What is what gives this month the merit? What is it? The revelation of Quran. This is the reason that gives this month this merit. This is the month of Quran. This is actually the week of Quran. If we haven't been intimate with the Quran thus far, we should be even more intimate with it now. And more importantly, on this night, we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us cultivators of Quran. To make us those who apply Quran in our daily lives. Not just be a book that we bring out when there's nikah or walima. This is the night we ask for that. So many people, so many of us in their minds, they say, man, mashallah, I want to become really, really mutaki. Now, Allah knows us, you know, and we're trying to be Shia, but inside, many of us are like, man, I want to get over this hump. What can I do? I need this help. I need Allah's help. Laylatul Qadr, these are the nights. The Qadr nights are the nights that we ask for this. So many of us have they pull out a laundry list, put it by their masala, so they can remember all of the things that they want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And neglect things that improve the soul, that increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or improve our relationship with Ahlul Bayt and our Imam, Imam Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So please, my brothers and sisters, understand that the true matter of Islam is that Allah does not force us just to do things. You know, Allah says do and that's it. Nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us total free will that we can do whatever He wants. The true aspect is in between. Allah gives us limited free will. Some things we do on free will, some things He makes us do. But when it comes to the aspect of free will, this is the night. These are the nights. Starting with the 19th, this is the night of power. Laylatul Qadr, the night of muqaddirat, the night of destinies. This is the real meaning of the free will, where Allah says, on this night, now you have the right to choose. Now you have the right to choose. The question is, what will you choose? The worst thing that will happen, and we seek refuge from this, is that we go home, drink 10 cups of tea, trying to get gassed up to stay all night, and Allah, due to our previous sins, makes us sleep the whole night away. This is a true punishment. This is a true curse. This is the most horrible thing that can happen to us. So even before that time, we are begging and pleading that Allah gives us the tawfiq to benefit from Laylatul Qadr. Give us the tawfiq to witness Laylatul Qadr. Give us the tawfiq to benefit from Laylatul Qadr. And I recommend to you and myself, to every chance you get, seek forgiveness from Allah. Before sleepiness hits you, do tawbah. If you have to, go outside in your backyards and pray and let the breeze keep you awake. If you have to, bring a bowl of water by your masala and do wudu after every prayer. Because wudu will refresh you. Do not let this night slip away. Do not let the night of decrees, the night of muqaddirat, the night of destinies slip away. And be regretful on this night. When you plead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your sins, don't do this. Allah, forgive me for my sins in the past year. No, itemize them. Allah, forgive me for backbiting sisters such and such. Allah, forgive me from cursing out brothers such and such. Allah, forgive me for slapping such and such. Allah, itemize your sins and seek forgiveness sincerely for all of them and hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. This is the time. Playtime is over, my brothers and sisters. Playtime has long since been over. Now we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings and tawfiq to be on the right path. We ask Him for the wisdom to understand His guidance. We ask Him to hasten the reappearance of our Imam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free every captive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed all of the hungry. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the misguided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make needless the needy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure every sick one. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more importantly, to increase us in faith, in iman, and in certainty. For there is neither might nor power except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will be done. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Jazakallah, Maulana. Can we recite a loud salawat for Maulana, please? Can we just have a few minutes before namaz? I just want to make a couple of announcements. Just a reminder for tonight's program, inshallah, after iftar, we'll start a little early at 9:45. Approximately 9:45, we'll start with short amal. And then after short amal, we'll follow up with majalis. We'll start with Quran recitation, Marsiya, Salam, and then the majalis.